I understand we're on a recess at 11. It's 11 o'clock on my computer now, so why don't we go ahead and get started? Are we on the record?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Dola. And then just to verify, I understand that agenda items 1 through 4 and agenda item 12 have all been addressed, and so we're picking up at 5. Is that right?
That is correct.
Yes.
Great, thank you. Okay, I'll go ahead and call agenda item 5 now. That is PR 2020-00348 major plat 2026-00001. Request for extension of
Let me
preliminary.
figure out how to turn this.
That's a request for extension of preliminary plat filed by Ron Hensley as agent for Nafis Pashtun, who requests the aforementioned action for a portion of lot tract 3, block 12, Volcano Cliffs Unit 3, Zoharwood, and that's located on Mojave Road Northwest between Atrisco and Tezuka, containing approximately 4.25 acres. Do we have a representative of the applicant team here?
Yes, this is Ron Hensley.
Good morning, sir. Would you please state your full name and mailing address for the record?
Ron Hensley, 300 Branding Iron Road Southeast, Rio Rancho, New Mexico, 87124.
You, sir. Please raise your right hand and you swear or affirm to tell the truth.
I do.
Thank you, sir. Please present the product.
This is a request for extension of a preliminary plat that has been extended previously. Under the previous extension, the submittal was brought into compliance with the current IDO, and it has is unchanged since that approval, and we are requesting an extension.
Thank you, sir. Anything else to add for public comment?
I don't believe so.
Okay. I'll go ahead and call for public comment, and if there is any, I'll have the chance to respond. And so for everyone here, this is agenda item 5. We're in the public comment portion. Please raise your hand if you'd like to speak on that item. So link through the participants, and I don't see anyone with a hand raised. Again, please raise your hand to provide public comment on agenda item 5. Last call for public comment on agenda item 5. Okay, Mr. Hensley, that doesn't appear that there's any public comment. We'll go ahead and proceed to the DFT staff members for their comments, ending with the Water Authority and Mr. David Gutierrez. If you'd please raise your right hand, sir, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Water Authority has no objection to the extension. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Up next is Hydrology, Mr. T. Quaden. If you please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Hydrology has no objection either. Thank you.
Thank you. Next up would be Transportation, Mr. Ernest Anwijo. If you'd please raise your right hand and swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Transportation has no objection.
Thank you, sir. Takes to code enforcement. Who'll be delivering those comments today?
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Jacob. I will be.
Thank you, Mr. Boylan. If you'd raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Code enforcement did not provide any comments and did not provide any objections to this.
Okay, thank you. And that takes us to Parks and Recreation. Who'll be delivering those comments?
This is Jay Rodenbeck, Mr. Hearing Officer. I will be.
Thank you, sir. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. This is Jay Rodenbeck speaking on behalf of the Parks and Recreation Department. They have no objections to the requested action. However, they have a reminder for the final plat, Ron, that please note on the plat that the Boca Negra Arroyo parcel is zoned NRPOB, Major Public Open Space, Petroglyph National Monument. This helps staff identify standards that will be required when the site is developed. Please note on the plat the 45-foot landscape buffer required on Tract A due to adjacency to Major Public Open Space. No development is allowed within that buffer, and plant species and location must be approved by the Open Space Superintendent. And They just note that strategic plan design in the Parks and Recreation Department defers to the Open Space Division for further comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Rodnick. Ms. Hensley, any questions about that?
Well, the appropriate comments will be placed on the final plat as per the conditions.
Thank you, sir. Let's see, that takes us to the Planning Department comments. I'll be delivering those today.
This is Robert Webb. I move, please, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Webb. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
This is Robert Webb. Yes, I will.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
So the original request for the preliminary plat, let me see here, was approved in November of 2023 at a previous extension in February of 2025. No changes were proposed on this. It's just a extension of the preliminary plat approval. Just wanted to confirm with the applicant, it's just the standard 1 year extension that's requested. And then we've also listed the previous conditions of approval on our comment section as well.
Thank you, sir. Ms. Hensley, would you please address Mr. Webb's question about the 1 year?
This is Ron Hensley. Yes, it would be a standard 1 year extension and are aware of the conditions placed on the final plat.
Thank you, sir. That's all we had.
Thank you. And Mr. Webb and anyone else, if you would please put any, I don't know that this needs to have any conditions if the conditions are not changed, but if there's anything new that's suggested, please put it in the chat. Mr. Rodnick, I see you have your hand raised. Go ahead, sir.
This is Jay Rodenbeck, Mr. Hernal, sir. I just want to go over the proposed findings that planning staff have for this request should you decide to approve the extension. I'm going to share my screen here real quick and briefly go over those with you. The first finding is just noting the request to extend the preliminary plat and noting the original date of approval in November of 2023 and noting the previous extension approved in February of 2025. The next finding is noting that the details of the request, noting that it was to a request to subdivide one tract, 4.25 acres in size into one tract and 19 lots, grant easements as depicted on the plat, dedicate right of way to the city of Albuquerque as depicted on the plat. Next finding is noting that per table 6.43 of the IDO, a final plat submittal must be received within 1 year after the approval of the preliminary plat, noting that the applicant has submitted this request for the extension in a timely manner. Per six four, noting the next finding is noting that six per 6.4x4a of the IDO, the applicants provided in staff's determination and analysis adequate justification and explanation for the need for the extension. The owner has completed most of the findings and conditions of approval for the preliminary plat and is finalizing financing to allow for the completion of the project. And finally, planning just notes that they have no objection to extending the period of validity of this preliminary plat. And should the DHO approve this extension, this preliminary plat would be valid until February 25th, 2027.
Thank you. I agree with those findings and adopt them. Mr. Hensley, did you have any comments, anything else to add, or any questions for any of the DFT?
No, just thank you for your time.
Sure thing. Let's see, I had a quick question, Mr. Rodnick, on the so the criteria of this, because it's an extension, is that under 6.4W4? I just want to make sure I have the right section.
This is Jay Rodenbach. Let me double check here. I'll share.
6.4X4A, correct?
Well, I think it is actually 6.4W, not X. Let me go back to the findings for that. I believe it's 6.4W, not X. Let's go. I'll share my screen here. It was a 1.x4, and I think it's been changed to W4. So for all the record, we'll just make sure we're citing the correct provision of the IDO here. I'm going to share my screen. Expiration, or yeah, it's actually 64W now. Let me go to it here. Yeah, 64W4B. Good catch, Mr. Hearing Officer. I'm glad you brought this up. It's 64W4B now in the IDO. I think it used to be X4, and I'm going to update the findings as such. X4 to W4B. Let me see. Let me make sure I got that right. Yeah, so it's the justification criteria now are 64W4B rather than 64X4A.
W
Okay.
2B or 4B?
64W4B.
Okay. Oh yeah, I see it. Thank you. That looks right to me. Hereby adopt the amended finding. Okay, I think this matter is ready for approval, and thank you everybody for your comments and Ms. Hensley for the submittals. I hereby approve agenda item 5PR 2020-003484, major plat 2026-00001, the extension for I'm sorry, extension of preliminary plat approval because the applicant established justification for the requested time extension before the expiration of the original approval, and circumstances beyond the control of the applicant have prevented construction use occupancy of the property pursuant to the IDO. Thank you, everybody. That concludes agenda item 5.